Hello, I'm Christine Gillam, and Robin Quine is here with me to bring you part two of this edition of Chatterbox. We'll have two sets of news items from the evening news today, and also a feature about the good and the great coming to Great Yarmouth. However, we will start off as usual with our information desk, which will have a message or two from us and news of what's going on at Vision Norfolk. The contact details for Vision Norfolk for their various events we'll give at the beginning and also at the end of Information Desk. Here is Robin to introduce that.
Thank you for your suggestion for a chat around topic, Anne Richardson. I will pass it on to the editor, Paul Henderson, who is in today. Thank you for your note, Liz Davies, saying how much you enjoyed Chris Skinner's features. They are very interesting, aren't they? And he really brings the farm to life. And finally, stamps. Thank yous go to Janet Lovick and Mrs. M. Springall.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk that are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Norwich Creative Writing Group. With the guidance of an experienced and knowledgeable helper, the Creative Writing Group searches for new ways to help you express your inner voice. It meets on the third Tuesday of the month, 2 o'clock to 3:45 p.m., and the next meeting is on Tuesday, the 15th of September.
Choir sessions. Do you love music? Ever wanted to sing in a choir and discover the joy of singing together? Then come along to the Vision Norfolk Choir Sessions. No prior singing experience needed. This is your chance to explore your voice, meet new people, and be part of something joyful. The next session will be on Monday, the 14th of September, from 10:30 till 12 o'clock.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please contact Mark or Helen. Meetings are held on the second Monday of each month between 1:30 and 3 p.m, and audiobooks are loaned out every month free of charge by Calibre Audio Library. The next meeting is on Monday, the 14th of September.
In case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
This week's tip, do your bit for the NHS and the planet. Give your old mobility aids a second life by not putting them in the skip or bin. You can recycle unwanted mobility equipment. Do you have old crutches, walking sticks or Zimmer frames gathering dust? If so, please don't bin them. Across the UK, vital NHS funds are wasted on equipment that could easily be refurbished. By recycling old mobility equipment, you help another patient regain their independence, cut down on landfill waste, and save our health and social care services valuable cash. Equipment that can be reused includes crutches, walking sticks, Zimmer frames, and wheeled roller tools. The three main routes to recycling are: one, for free collection, contact the NHS or your local council's social services to see if they can collect directly from your doorstep. Two, for a local drop-off, ask your GP surgery, the hospital discharge team, or your local council recycling centre if they take them. And three, For information online, look up the Recycle Now website and use their handy walking aids recycling locator.